Death of a Dude by Rex Stout. Copyright 1997 by the estate of Rex Stout. This recording of the full-length reading of Death of a Dude was published by arrangement with the estate of Rex Stout and was produced in 2000 by Books on Tape Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Neither this recording nor any part thereof may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authority from Books on Tape Incorporated. This book is read by Michael Pritchard. Chapter 1. I began it N.W. and signed it A.G. not to be different, but from habit. Nearly all of my written communications to Nero Wolfe over the years had been on a sheet of a memo pad, for Fritz to take up to his room on his breakfast tray, or put by me on his desk when he was upstairs in bed, and I had returned from an evening errand. They had all begun N.W. and ended A.G., so this did too, though it wasn't scribbled. It was typed on an Underwood on a table in a corner of the big room in Lily Rowan's cabin in a corner of her ranch, and it was in the airmail envelope I poked through the slot in the post office in Timberburg, the county seat, that Saturday morning, on a letterhead that had Bar J.R. Ranch, Lame Horse, Montana, in big type across the top. Not as elegant as the one with her New York penthouse address. Below it said, Friday, 8:13 p.m., August 2nd, 1968. N.W. It's a real mess here, and I'm stuck. I didn't go into details on the phone Monday because someone at the exchange might be cooperating with the sheriff or the county attorney.